just follow those three circular breaths. Would you be aware of your octahedron? It has 6 points. Would you simply be aware of all 6 points? The point in front of you, behind you, to your left, to your right, above you, and below you. And on the next three breaths, someplace on that next three breaths, will you breathe your eyelids closed? And again, would you be aware of that octahedron around you? With very intentionally, would you give the command that no matter where your field is right now, would you give the command for your field to spin at 10% of the speed of light? Know this as a feeling. What does it feel like to be 10%? It's not about the number. It's about what does it feel like to be at 10% of the speed of light? Remember, this is the threshold that we crossed over. Would you bring your energy up a bit higher? Would you simply breathe yourself into higher mind? Again, higher mind is about an inch up and an inch back from the center of your head. Do you notice how much quieter, how still? So right here, the question was, how do I let go of what I'm wanting to let go of? If you were sitting here simply at 10% of the speed of light, simply with the intention of releasing what you are not, allow the body to release. Allow the body to loosen up. In fact, right now, where you're sitting, in the chair you're sitting, can you simply follow three breaths with the intention of allowing your body to let go and release, to relax? Right here at 10% of the speed of light, would you like yourself? What does that feel like? I like me. As you like yourself, would you simply breathe yourself into 30% of the speed of light? Can you allow yourself to have yourself at 30% of the speed of light? Allowing all that you're not to spin out right here at 30%. In our last class, we had sat here at 30% for quite some time. This is the speed that really allows a lot of the injustices that have happened to femininity, to the female's body, but also to just the feminine. So as people are bumping up against issues, the word injustice it's not fair. I'm invaluable. I'm worthless. No one likes me. I have doubt. I have pain. I'm not trustworthy. All those vibrations, those lower vibrations, those come out right here. Right here at 30%. So could you simply breathe and allow your body to relax? Would you be pleased with yourself? Without thinking, would you feel the vibration shift to 60% of the speed of light and feel the difference? Allowing your crown to go brighter. Again, allowing all that is not you, all the places that maybe you got triggered in the last 2 weeks, that one person that just seems to hit every single button like you were Swiss cheese, they hit every single hole on that cheese. Simply allow those holes to spin shut here at 60% of the speed of light. Would you be pleased with you? Be pleased with yourself. Again, would you like yourself here? What's one part of yourself that you can absolutely, absolutely love? Absolutely love. Would you allow yourself to love yourself? What does that feel like? I love me. I love me. I like me. I'm pleased with me. I love me. And would you love yourself up to 90% of the speed of light? Allowing all that is not love to spin out of your field. Again, relax the body. When you love yourself, all those times when you argued for your limitation gets stirred up and spins out. So would you again say hello to and relax the body? Would you be the love that you are? It's a feeling. It's not a thought. It's a feeling. Delicious, warm feeling. I love me. I really, really love me. Again, can you allow yourself to have yourself, to have this love you have for yourself? In the next moment, we're going to go down that staircase to your golden doors. And it takes being the love that you are to open those doors. So would you appreciate you. And on your next breath, would you simply breathe yourself to the back of the fourth chakra? Be there. Not in your mind. Would you be right in front of those golden doors? Those golden doors radiate great beauty. Great grandeur. Lovely word, grandeur. There's a vibration here. There's a pulsing that you might be able to feel there as you stand in front of all of that beauty. Would you be pleased? Would you find that love again? Feel that love. And from the love of all that you are, would you command your doors to open? Seeing that beautiful pink billowing out around you, through you, would you allow yourself to step into the hall of crystals? And would you admire that great beauty that radiates in all of that light, refracting in all directions, and feel that love within the heart? Now would you step into the sanctuary of the pink diamond? Would you admire the beauty? Experience the reverence. Would you feel that deep spiritual oneness you have with the Creator? Would you breathe present moment? Would you walk around and stand in front of that pink diamond and simply allow yourself to absorb? As that pink diamond radiates out, can you allow yourself to absorb? If you look into the center of that pink diamond, you will see the quiet radiance. You will see the stillness. You can just notice that your golden infinity loop attaching your pink diamond to your higher mind. Still intact. And right in front of that pink diamond, would you be aware of the altar? The three rays that are anchored into that threefold flame. A brilliant white light of the first ray. Thy will be done through me. Brilliant white light. Would you say hello? Would you say hello to the second ray? This is the energy that steps energy up, steps it down, so that it can be manifested into the physical world. It's red. This is actually the ray where all color comes from, is this one that you're looking at right there. And then would you say hello to the third ray, beautiful blue. This is the love of all that is. and the wisdom of love. Would you say hello? Sitting on your altar is your dodecahedron. Anchored into the dodecahedron is your soul. Would you become aware of the soul? Become aware of the presence of the soul. Would you say hello to your soul? Become aware of the feeling of the love held within the soul for you. Just notice that this love is much faster than just I love you, you love me kind of love. This is vast. As you say hello to your soul, there is a generosity, a kindness. There's an admiration. There's definitely an appreciation. There is a sense of reverence, alignment, and great beauty. Would you find that feeling of the smile that comes within the soul? When you say hello to your soul, that smile radiates from the inside out. Would you feel that internal smile beginning to grow? Just like a new plant, like springtime around the world. The leaves are popping out of the ground. There's an excitement there. Same with the soul. It comes from the inside out, popping out, beginning to grow. Would you ask the soul to merge deeper within the heart? I can have more. The more I clear out, the more I have room for my soul to come in and merge with me. Would you be pleased? And would you merge deeper with the soul, becoming one with the soul? And would you have an intention to know what the soul knows? Without thinking at all, I just want you to know this. Just would you become aware of yourself within what are called the memory banks of the soul, within the memory structures, the memory construction, it's a structure part here, of the soul. No thinking. Just find yourself within the memory banks. Right here, would you find that feeling of being certain? I am certain I'm within the memory banks. Would you be capable Would you be commanding of your presence? from this sense of command, would you give the command to the blood oxygen levels of the body to increase to 80%? 80. Simply command the blood oxygen levels of the body to increase to 80%. And continue the breath, that circular pattern, breathing in, breathing out. Now that the oxygen levels have been increased, there is a fourth dimensional chakra system, and it overlays the third. Would you give the command to activate that fourth dimensional chakra system? It's already in place, it overlays. It sits right on top of the third dimensional chakra system. Would you simply command that fourth dimensional chakra system to activate? And breathe. Now would you give the command for the fourth dimensional chakra system to integrate itself into the third dimensional chakra system? It's already overlaid. We activated it. Now we want to integrate it. And with your next breath, would you turn on the fourth dimensional chakra system? It is simply an intention. Turn it on. In the third dimension, that first chakra is set at fear, fight, or flight. When you turned on the fourth dimensional chakra system and activated it, integrated it, and turned it on, that first chakra shifts to the vibration of joy. Pretty cool. You breathe. Now, the fifth chakra system happens in layers. It's not important how many layers there are right now. And for this one, we're simply going to connect the chakra system here. All right, you will actually get to do work with this when you go on to level two. But I wanted to introduce you to the fifth dimensional chakra system. So you get to be very commanding here. Would you give the command for the fifth dimensional chakra system to activate? And leave it there. We're not going to integrate it. We're not going to turn it on. We're simply going to activate it. The fifth dimensional chakra system is comprised of triads. So would you become aware of the fourth chakra? So it's right in the center of your heart. Would you have the intention to connect the fourth chakra to the thymus gland? The thymus gland sits slightly above the fourth chakra. Would you pull out a magic marker or a crayon, and would you connect the line from the thymus gland to the fourth chakra? And now would you connect the thymus gland to the fifth chakra that sits right in the center of your throat, and then connect the fifth chakra back down to the fourth chakra, creating what's called the first triad. Okay, again, the line goes from the fourth chakra to the thymus gland to the fifth chakra down to the fourth chakra, creating the first triad of energetic flow of light. Would you breathe? Stay at 90% of the speed of light. Stay in the heart. Would you become aware of your sixth chakra? It's called your third eye. It sits right in the center of your forehead. With your magic marker, would you have the intention of connecting your sixth chakra to the pineal gland? The pineal gland is in the center of your head, and it's slightly above where you've been sitting in higher mind. So not a whole lot of thought here. Just have the intention of connecting the sixth to the pineal. And now would you connect the pineal gland to the back of the brain? There is a center in the back of the brain called the medulla oblongata. Big word, medulla oblongata. Would you connect the pineal gland to the medulla? And then would you connect the medulla back to the sixth? So again, we have a first triad that goes from the fourth chakra to the thymus gland to the fifth chakra, back to the fourth. We have the second triad that goes from the sixth chakra to the pineal gland to the medulla, back to the sixth chakra. Would you simply allow this second triad to flow with light? Would you take another breath? Would you be in your heart? Would you see the pink diamond? See the beauty radiating from the pink diamond. And have your field be right at 90% of the speed of light. Without thinking, would you become aware of the seventh chakra at the top of your head? And would you command a line to be drawn from the seventh chakra to your higher mind? And then from your higher mind to what is called the soul star. The soul star is the essence of the soul. And now would you draw a line from the soul star back to the seventh chakra? So we have a line from the seventh chakra to the higher mind to the soul star to the seventh chakra, forming the third triad. So I'm going to repeat all three of them. Take a breath. Be in the heart, absorbing light from the pink diamond, allowing light to flow now. The light will flow into these triads, but they will not turn on right now. Just let them pull in. We're activating, but we're not integrating right now. Just activating the triad system. First triad, fourth chakra to the thymus gland, thymus to the fifth chakra, back down to the fourth. Second triad, from the sixth chakra to the pineal gland, pineal to the medulla, medulla to the sixth. Stay out of your head, be in your heart. Simply have an intention. The third triad goes from the seventh chakra to your higher mind, to your soul star, back to the seventh chakra. Would you take a breath? Much is happening right now as we simply put our awareness on the fifth dimensional chakra system. For those of you who choose to continue on, this chakra system will take you into the fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth dimensions. This chakra system will allow you to enter into your fully Christed body. It will allow you to activate and step into your light body. Some assembly required. As they chuckle in the background, they really are true when they say some assembly required. So three triads, very, very powerful. And all you're doing right now is activating them. Would you be commanding? There is now an energetic flow of light that can now be brought into the body. It can be brought into the heart and into the body. So this light will come in when you give the command to turn on the DNA coding systems that now support what you just did. So would you take a breath and would you give the command to turn on the DNA coding that supports this fifth dimensional chakra system. There's a series of codes in the DNA. We're simply turning those codes on. Those codes exist within the first six strands of DNA. So we're not turning on the strands, we're turning on aspects of the strands. And as those aspects of DNA coding turn on, would you now give the command to integrate the fifth dimensional chakra system using that new information? As the fifth dimensional chakra system integrates, it will use the aspects of the DNA coding. Would you take a breath? And now would you give the command to turn on the fifth dimensional chakra system? To turn it on, to turn on the strati and the layers so they can now fully support you. We are not spinning them. We are simply turning them on. Please stay with us. Do not go forward. Do not move ahead. This chakra system, the fifth dimensional chakra system, will step up every time you make a change into your future. It is definitely in the present moment. So would you be happy? Happy, happy, happier. Every time you take a step forward, you make a change. And you are fully supported now with your fifth dimensional chakra system. Take a breath. Now, within the memory banks, there is a structure related to an imprint. And that imprint was placed within the first chakra at birth. That imprint contains the survival mechanisms of the last seven mothers. Meaning, your last seven embodiments, you have all of the imprinting of those last seven mothers imprinted into that survival mechanism in that very first chakra. And coupled with the survival mechanism is all the magnetic energy patterns of survival of those seven mothers. So we have the imprinting, and wow, thank you so much. We have the magnetic energy patterns of all of their survival. Woohoo! Let's do some cleanup. Take a breath. So, I believe one of you asked, hey, can I do some more letting go? Your wish has been granted, my child. This is like going to Oz, only you're the Oz. So would you give the command to that imprint to neutralize? So simply command, give the command to neutralize the imprint. The grounding mechanism that you have attached to your physical body will immediately take off the static. That line and coil will immediately take off the static of the survival of the past seven mothers. Now, would you give the command to turn off the switching mechanism, that switching mechanism that has kept the survival frequency running through that bandwidth of survival, running through your body. So would you simply give the command to turn off the switching mechanism? As it turns off, would you take a breath? And right here, would you call upon Archangel Michael? And would you bind all of this survival mechanisms, the survival patternings, the survival mechanism, the survival imprinting? Would you bind all of this, all seven mothers, into the light? Take a breath. Allow that ray of light to move in, through, and around you and all of those seven mothers. Right here, would you call upon Kuan Yin? Very lovely opportunity here. Kuan Yin is the ascended master that represents us at the karmic board. And it is time to end the karma. So there is a beam of light that Kuan Yin will position right in front of you as you stand in your sacred heart. If it is your wish, your intention, would you stand into that beautiful beam of light with the intention of ending the karma you have with all of these seven mothers, allowing them to also stand in this light, in ending the karma that they have with their seven mothers. Would you breathe? Just notice all of the letting go. It's like watching a magnet that has all those paper clips literally be dismantled. All karma eradicated. The slate is clean. So each of you may now create from this moment forward, and your creations will now be in the light because all of this was bound with that ray that Archangel Michael graciously holds for you. When you feel complete, would you step out of that beam of light, allowing Kuan Yin to take her next step and go where she's needed next? Would you simply be aware of yourself in the sanctuary of the pink diamond? Your body's vibrating at 90% of the speed of light. Operating from command, from certainty, from capable. Would you be pleased with yourself? Would you allow that internal smile to grow from the inside out? Would you say hello to the soul? Would you allow the soul to come more fully into the body? As now there's room for new alignments. There's room for you. Would you simply allow the soul to fully integrate with the soul? You integrating more fully with the soul, becoming one with the soul. Would you be pleased with yourself? That was pretty much a big body of work. on that altar, there's the dodecahedron. Would you pick up your dodecahedron? Would you call upon your 11 soul extensions? Would you invite them to anchor into the faces of the dodecahedron? And would you ask them if they would like any of this shared with them? My sense is they're going to be in joy. They're like, yes, please. Would you graciously and lovingly share what you know? Would you ask them if they have any new information for you, since you just did a big chunk? Maybe they also did some really lovely work. And would you simply allow yourself to receive? When you feel complete, would you allow them to all disengage from the dodecahedron and to move on to where they're playing out their adventure? Would you place the dodecahedron back on the altar? Be pleased with yourself. Would you look around the pink diamond and just notice that the diamond got much, much more brighter, more intense pink. A lighter feeling. Would you notice on the floor those three dots that open up into the angelic kingdom, the mineral kingdom, and the animal kingdom? Would you say hello to the animal kingdom and with your next breath simply blow on that dot, allowing the portal to open up into the animal kingdom? And you will be met there by Pegasus. Would you ask him for a ride? With all this new freedom you have, with all this new openness you have, would you allow yourself to simply receive and just be taken on a beautiful ride? This is one of the most gentlest rides. You simply are on his back. There's no bouncing. It's a very, it's like you're sitting on your chair, sitting on your couch. Can weave your fingers through his mane as he simply flies you around the animal kingdom. Would you feel that smile within you bursting out as your soul is so merged with you, flying in the animal kingdom on this beautiful being of light. Can you allow yourself to have this experience? Be in awe of all of the moms taking care of their newborns. You may even see the dads taking care of the newborns. But just look at the babies. They're so filled with joy and giggles and laughter. Again, notice the appreciation for you. Be aware that Pegasus is starting to come back down and land, bringing you down slowly. Would you thank him in whichever way feels appropriate to you, to thank this grand being of light? Would you make your way back into the sanctuary of the pink diamond, allowing that doorway to close down a little bit behind you. Would you once again notice that beautiful light emanating from the pink diamond? Would you make your way from the sanctuary into the Hall of Crystals? Would you enjoy the beauty, the elegance, the grandeur, all those feelings of love that are now available to you? Within that heart, would you be more pleased with yourself as you step through the golden doors, closing those doors? Just stand there and experience your writing on the door. Would you be in gratitude to yourself? Then with the next breath, would you simply breathe yourself into higher mind? Would you notice the field at 90% of the speed of light? Would you be aware of being capable? Feeling certain? Very present? Would you have that sense of your seniority? Because you are the only one that counts. Different than masterful. You have the ability to be masterful. But can you have that sense of being senior? because right now there's just you and me, and I don't count. You are the only one that counts. And from higher mind, would you slow the field to that feeling of 60% of the speed of light? Would you notice the change? Would you allow yourself to expand into all of the space? And with the next breath, would you stabilize your field at 30% of the speed of light? Expanding into all. You cleaned out much here. There's more room for you. So again, would you find the feeling of certainty? Find the feeling of being capable. Find the feeling of being certain. Find the feeling of being senior. When you wear the words, you hold the field at 30% of the speed of light. And I must say, they look marvelous on you. In a moment, you're going to open your eyes. Would you be happier? Would you be powerful? Would you have that sense of being commanding of yourself? You already are a citizen of the fifth dimension. You are just remembering yourself. So would you have a sense of yourself in higher mind, being capable in higher mind? Would you take a breath? Be very intentional to hold this vibration. Would you like yourself? Would you love yourself? Would you continue to breathe? Breathe your eyes open in certainty. Breathe your eyes open in command. Continue to breathe. Would you allow your body to adjust? You are not the same person that you were a few moments ago. Would you allow this to be real? With your eyes open, I'm going to redraw your three triads. Fifth dimensional chakra system. Again, they have not been, we are not spinning them here. We simply brought in the DNA aspect so that we could turn this on. The first triad is the fourth chakra, connects to the thymus gland. Thymus connects to the fifth chakra. Fifth connects to the fourth. Second triad, sixth chakra connects to the pineal gland. Pineal gland connects to the medulla. Medulla connects to the sixth chakra. The third triad. The seventh chakra connects to the higher mind. Higher mind connects to the soul star. The soul star connects to the seventh chakra. Follow three circular breaths. Again, allow this to be real.